news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Senate on Thursday passed a bill addressing hate crimes against Asian Americans, which have surged during this coronavirus pandemic. It passed by a vote of 94-1. You gotta wonder who was the one who voted against it? That would be Josh Hawley of Missouri. Yeah. This vote demonstrated rare bipartisan agreement on the need to address rising violence against Asian Americans, which Democrats have accused Republicans of fueling by repeating the former guy's racist references to COVID-19, calling it the China virus or even the Kung Flu. Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii is the bill's lead sponsor. She said that its approval sent a solid message of solidarity that the Senate will not be a bystander as anti-Asian violence surges in our country. The bill now goes to the House, where it will come up for a vote soon. By the way, Senator Hirono is my guest on the Nicole Sandler Show, Friday afternoon, 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, right here on the Progressive Voices Network. If you missed that, you can listen on demand anytime from NicoleSandler.com. Former Minneapolis Police Sergeant Derek Chauvin was just found guilty on all counts in the murder of George Floyd and was sent to prison awaiting formal sentencing. Since the verdict came in on Tuesday, incidents of police violence seem to be multiplying. The family of Makia Bryant, a 16-year-old girl shot and killed Tuesday by police in Columbus, Ohio, is asking for justice after police released body cam footage of the incident. In Elizabeth City, North Carolina, a man named Andrew Brown Jr. was killed Wednesday after police attempted to serve a warrant, but somehow instead wound up shooting and killing him. The deputies involved are on administrative leave during an investigation. So the Justice Department is now beginning its probe into the practices of police in Minneapolis, where Floyd was killed, and it's expected to revisit some of the high-profile cases from the past, like Philando Castile, who was killed by police there in 2016. Family members, civil rights leaders, and others gathered in Minneapolis on Thursday for the funeral of Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man killed by police during a traffic stop on April 11th. Former police officer Kim Potter faces a manslaughter charge for fatally shooting Wright. Her boss said she meant to fire her taser. In a related story, Washington Post ABC News poll finds that 6 in 10 Americans say the country should do more to hold police accountable for mistreatment of black people, outpacing concerns about those measures interfering with how law enforcement does its job. The survey also finds that concern over treatment of black Americans and other minorities in the criminal justice system, which spiked last summer during national protests after George Floyd's killing, have eased slightly since then. But those concerns remain at the highest point in previous surveys dating back to 1988. Moving on to COVID. Vaccine advisors to the CDC are expected to meet Friday to review any more blood clot cases related to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They're also going to vote on updated recommendations for use of the vaccine. Health advisors have noted that dangerous complications are still extremely rare. The CDC is also considering revising its mask guidance. Most notably, those who are already vaccinated are outdoors. Federal officials in the U.S. are also considering whether to renew the transportation mask requirement, which expires next month. It was put into place in February and backed by aviation industry leaders because it added some official muscle to rules set by individual transportation operators. Well, Thursday was Earth Day, a fitting time for President Biden to roll out his ambitious new climate goal to cut U.S. carbon emissions in half by 2030. 40 world leaders met in a live-streamed summit hosted by Biden on Thursday and pledged to cooperate on fighting climate change by slashing coal and petroleum emissions. Biden saying, "The signs are unmistakable. The science is undeniable. The cost of inaction keeps mounting." So Biden kicked off the summit, making a new commitment to cut U.S. fossil fuel emissions by as much as 52% by 2030, and his administration is launching a push to encourage production of electric cars and other green energy products. Of course, the Republicans pushed back. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized Biden's plans as ineffective and too expensive. Quote, "This is quite the 1-2 punch," he said. Toothless requests of foreign adversaries and maximum pain for American citizens. Ugh. Well, Avril Haines, the director of national intelligence, said that the Biden administration views climate change as, quote, "an urgent national security threat that will be at the center of the country's foreign policy." The White House Climate Summit continues Friday. The University of California and Cal State University, two of the largest university systems in the country, will require COVID-19 vaccinations for all students, faculty, and staff on campus this fall. The mandate is the largest of its kind in American higher education. Well, the new rightward tilt of the Supreme Court is showing, as evidenced by a ruling on Monday, where in a 6-3 ruling, the conservatives on the Supreme Court gutted protections against sentencing children to die in prison. The decision Thursday in Jones v. Mississippi is a huge setback to the movement to end juvenile life without parole. It's a punishment that exists only in this country and is banned in half of the states, too. Amazing. And in the Florida Supreme Court also struck on Thursday by basically declaring to the state, no legal weed for you. 5 out of the 7 justices decided to block a proposed legislation measure from the ballot after being urged to do so by the Florida's Attorney General, Ashley Moody. The House voted 216 to 208 along party lines on Thursday to pass a bill seeking to make Washington, D.C., the nation's 51st state. A similar bill passed last year, but of course died in the Senate, which was then controlled by Republicans. Nancy Pelosi said the new bill has momentum that could lead to a, quote, significant step to enfranchise the people of D.C. and empower them to participate fully in our democracy. Republicans are slamming the idea as a liberal power grab. President Biden plans to nearly double the capital gains tax for the wealthy, along with other tax hikes, to help pay for about $1 trillion for child care, universal pre-K education, and paid leave for workers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the proposal was still being finalized and would be released soon. And finally, Friday, April 23rd, marks 1 year since the then president said, quite possibly, the stupidest thing a sitting president has ever said.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number on the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me. So we'll see. But the whole concept of the light, the way it kills it in 1 minute, that's pretty powerful.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.